USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House coronavirus press briefing, President Trump said it's going to be tough for the next 2 weeks. He's urging Americans to commit to the continued social distancing to keep the high number of deaths down.
Follow the guidelines for the next 30 days. It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
They said even with social distancing, 100,000 to 240,000 people may perish. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
New York is the nation's deadliest for the virus, with more than 1,500 deaths. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is grateful that his call for medical help is being answered.
We put out a request a couple of days ago to ask retirees to come forward. We have now about 78,000 people who said that they would help. God bless the state of New York and God bless humanity.
The president is now giving his medical experts credence when they say the virus deaths could be 100,000 to around 240,000. Dr. Deborah Burke says that range is based on the current social distancing policies staying in place.
There's no magic bullet. There's no magic vaccine or therapy. It's just behaviors.
The closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange signaled the worst quarter performance ever. The Dow had lost 23.2%. And the S&P fell 20%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Big changes are coming to the NFL. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
NFL owners announcing they will expand the league's playoffs beginning with the 2020 season. The decision will add two additional playoff teams to bring the total to 14. Each conference will have seven playoff teams, and the top seed will earn a first-round bye. The change marks the first NFL postseason expansion since 1990.
One U.S. senator is hoping to prevent future pandemics. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message to the Chinese government. Shut down those wet markets. Wet markets offer meat from exotic animals, which he argues transmit viruses from animals to human beings, including COVID-19. Graham tells Fox News,
well, I'm going to write a letter to the World Health Organization and to the Chinese ambassador asking them to close the Chinese wet markets. These are open-air markets where they sell monkey, they sell bat. We think this whole thing started from a transmission from a bat to a human. About the last three or four pandemics have come from the Chinese wet markets. I don't think this came from a Chinese military lab, but these wet markets are gross. They're just absolutely disgusting, selling exotic animals that transmit viruses from animals to human beings. Those things need to shut down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.